Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, earlier this week, the government announced that when the circuit breaker ends on June 1st, more businesses and activities will be progressively allowed. Reopening will take place in three phases. Phase 1 from June 2nd will last for at least 4 weeks. But to find out more of what we can and can't do as part of Phase 1, we're joined by Straits Times political reporter Yuan Sin. Hi, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
How are you doing? Keeping safe and well?
Yeah, working from home.
Speaking of working from home, what's going to change when the clock strikes midnight on the 1st of June and we enter the 2nd of June, starting from work? Who will have to make their way into the office?
So actually, if you've been telecommuting and you've been working from home, you shouldn't be going back to the office because the Ministry of Manpower has said that companies should continue to allow workers to telecommute as much as possible, right? So you can only go into the office if your employer, you know, demonstrates that this is necessary, such as to assess specialized systems or equipment that cannot be accessed at home, or to complete a contract or transaction that is legally required to be completed in person and on-site. So I think there will be a kind of like inspections by the MOM at workplaces, right, to ensure that employees are not unnecessarily being deployed to the workplace when they can actually be working from home. But I guess, of course, for sectors such as construction, for instance, right, which will open up gradually, you can expect to see that some people will be returning to the worksite.
Which other businesses will be able to reopen on the 2nd of June?
So I think it will still be a very gradual approach that we will see in the first phase. So I think they've said that I think about 3/4 of the economy will be functioning by phase one. So in terms of consumer-facing businesses, you can see that school bookshops and retail shops selling school uniforms will be able to resume because the kids have to go back to school. Money changers may also be able to resume business, but this is also subject to approval by the Monetary Authority of Singapore.
Right.
You may also start to see some bank branches reopening gradually because some of them have said that they've closed some branches during the circuit breaker, but they will reopen some branches as business activity gradually resumes. You also have more services, so things like motor vehicle servicing, air conditioner servicing, some basic pet services, school hairdressing services, this can also resume. But I don't think you will be able to see bars, pubs, nightclubs, theatres and cinemas reopening anytime soon.
And what about physical activities? You know, a lot of us, as you've said, you know, working from home, maybe snacking a little bit more than we should be. will we be able to engage in more physical activities? When will swimming pools be opened up? How will our jogging patterns change? Or can we go further afield? Or even when it comes to playing sports like badminton, will we be able to conduct those kinds of things?
Yeah, I think all of us are looking forward to, you know, seeing some changes and relaxation of these restrictions, right? But unfortunately, I think for the first phase, it's not going to change very much at all. So swimming pools will remain closed, private gyms will remain closed. So most, you can expect most sports and recreational facilities to be closed. So in your neighborhood, you still can't go to the playground or to badminton court. If you go to the parks, the fitness corners will still remain closed. So what you can still do, you know, would be to continue on based on what we've been doing all along. During this circuit period, you can go to the park to walk or run or cycle. And you can do so with members of your household, but you should try to, you know, do it alone if possible. And remember to keep a safe distance from other people. You have to remain in your immediate neighborhood to exercise, and you can't drive out to parks that are further away.
Okay, so kind of what we've been used to the last few weeks during the circuit breaker. But I mean, there is some good news for those renovating their homes. Construction work can continue, is that correct? I'm sure there are some steps that homeowners need to take, though.
Yeah, so it's a sector that will reopen very gradually, given the, you know, the high transmission rate of the virus over the past 1 or 2 months. So all contractors will need to get approval from the Building and Construction Authority before they can restart work. So this also includes home renovation contractors. So I think if you're a homeowner, you should first check with the contractors to see if they have gotten this approval to restart work. And this also largely depends on whether they are able to show that they can implement safe management practices at work, including having their workers tested for COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And I think priority will also be first given to home renovation work that has been suspended because of the circuit breaker, right? So that means the work in your house is half completed and it does need to be completed at some time. But if you are doing new renovation work, for instance, I think that may take a longer time.
We're speaking to Straits Times political reporter Yuan Sin. Now, maybe you can tell us, this is something that I was quite excited about. I've got a young child and I know that his grandparents have been missing him very much. So I was quite excited at the news that we can go and visit family members now. But maybe you can share with us a little bit more about the details of how many people can go, when they can go.
So on Tuesday, the Ministry of Health said that you will now be able to visit grandparents and parents from the 2nd of June after the circuit breaker. But there will still be some restrictions in place because, you know, the seniors are vulnerable group, right? So, you know, for instance, each household can only receive up to 2 visitors a day. And I think the recommendation is that it shouldn't be the seniors who are heading out to visit their children or grandchildren, but rather if you have a grandparent or parent, you should be the one going to the house, right? And the visitors must also come from the same household. Siblings will still not be allowed to visit one another. But if you are a senior who doesn't have children and, you know, if they are lonely, I think there can be appeals to be made for siblings or nieces and nephews to visit them.
Now, moving on into phase 2. So we should be moving into phase 2 in 4 weeks after phase 1 lifts. But what can we expect from phase 2? What do we know so far?
Yeah, I think phase 2 can come at least 4 weeks, but it could also take longer depending on, you know, how the virus situation is controlled, right? So if we see large clusters of, if we see high numbers of community transmission, unfortunately, it may not even be able to come in 4 weeks' time. So I think we just have to keep our fingers crossed and, you know, try to comply with the measures as much as possible. Right. And I think what we all really are looking forward to would be phase 2, right, where we can see that there would be more loosening of restrictions. So there will, I think this will take place in 2 stages. So it will kick off with lower risk activities. Mm-hmm. So in the first stage, this will include some limited social activities, such as letting people gather in small groups or dining in at restaurants. I think we can also expect to see sports and recreation facilities reopening. So that may include gyms, swimming pools, playgrounds, perhaps. Tuition and enrichment centers will also be able to reopen, as well as retail outlets. In the second stage of phase 2, the government has also said that it will also assess whether it's possible for higher risk activities such as events, entertainment and attractions with bigger crowds and close contact among people to resume.
How long can we expect those 2 phases of phase 2 to last? I mean, I'm presuming that's going to be a little bit longer than the 4 weeks we're looking at for phase 1.
So phase 1 will last for at least 4 weeks in order to cover the 2 periods of incubation for the virus, right? And as I said earlier, it also depends on various factors, such as whether we are able to keep the virus situation under control. Health Minister Gan Kim Yong has also said that it's not easy to predict how long phase 2 will last, as it also depends on the virus situation. Last for quite a long time, 3 months, 6 months, or even longer, depending on the situation. And, you know, if we get higher numbers of cases and if big clusters emerge, some of the circuit breaker measures may have to be reintroduced in a targeted way, depending on which sector has a higher risk profile. I guess we have to keep our fingers crossed for now and hope that everything, you know, in the next few months can go ahead smoothly.
During the press conference, did they share any information on what we could expect from phase 3? Although I know that's a little bit further down the line.
Yeah, so I think phase 3 would be the phase when we see that we will enter a stage of new normal or a stage of relative stability until a vaccine is found. I think there could be some more, there will obviously be further relaxation, right? And life may go back to, you know, normal, but with some restrictions in place. So for instance, perhaps you can have religious gatherings, but there will have to be, you know, things like contact tracing and temperature taking. People may still have to continue wearing masks, for instance, or maybe activities that involving prolonged contact, such as maybe massages or facials, this may be able to come back as well.
Well, thanks so much for sharing that with us, Ronson. Really appreciate your insights from attending the briefing. Was there anything else that they spoke about that you think you'd like to share with our listeners as well?
We will continue to be, taking questions from readers. So if anyone has a question about what you can or cannot do, you can email your questions to us at sd@sbh.com.sg. And we'll be happy to check with the authorities and see if there's any further update on that.
Great. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks. You're listening to Primetime on Money FM 89.3, and we've been speaking to Straits Times political reporter Yuan Sin.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.